This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Behind the scenes, behind the glass, there's no sports, it's Matt and Matt, two producers who happen to be homies, just chilling on the junkies, yeah. It's bit season, what a time to be alive, bit season, couple of regular guys, it's bit season, go have yourself a laugh, it's bit season, ha 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 ha.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Bit Season, episode 79. I'm Drab T-Shirt.
I'm Matt Valdez.
We have a very special guest with us this week. We teased...
Yeah, that we're going to bring somebody into the fold. It's kind of like a casting couch audition.
You would love for it to be a casting couch. So who did we bring in? We thought about listeners. We thought about some of the junkies coming back in. But we brought in our hype man today.
Yeah. You know, we were feeling down. That's why we needed a boost of energy.
We brought in our guy. And if you're listening to this show, that means you're a P1 of the junkies. And you've probably heard this name before. But he's a blast to have around the office. It's Michael Marr.
Let's ride, fellas. Hey, I appreciate you guys having me on. It's an absolute pleasure to be here.
I get psyched for Mike. I love Mike.
It's not just his positivity, but he smells good. I don't know what he wears, but he always smells good.
Oh, polo blue. It's silly.
So polo blue. Mike is, Mike, how old are you?
23.
Young guy, but he fits in good here. He loves sports, but he's passionate about radio. He loves gambling. He loves drinking.
Whenever Drab is out and I have to work with a part-timer or somebody else, I always like it when Mike's on the schedule.
Or when Valdez is out for his six vacations a year, Michael will step in and run the board, which he's done.
Why are you vacation shaming already?
I'm not. You have not taken any this year. Neither have I.
Get ready.
What's your next big vacation?
June.
June, where are you going?
I got a golf trip, and also I got to go to a wedding in Charleston.
Hey, my dad sent me an email the other day. Valdez, you got to turn off the master. So you have to turn it off, or you'll be watching.
Well, I'm
Tiger.
Not watching.
You'll be watching Tiger.
I'm not watching. I'm focused on you. You're the one who's watching.
No. Your head turned over there when I was talking.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry.
Valdez has. You know, it's a big day. But you know what? AWOD sent me a text this morning that said, You guys cannot let the listeners down. You have to do Bit Season today. We're all waiting for you. Screw the Masters.
Well, last Masters, Drab had we had enormous bets on Tiger to make the cut. That's
we don't have that this year, so we're just.
Right. I turned it off for you.
I appreciate that. My dad sent me an email saying, "What do you know about Hilton Head? Should we vacation there?"
Oh my God, Hilton Head.
And I know very little about Hilton
Head.
The
orgasmed in my pants.
I'll be honest, I don't even know the difference between Kiowa and Hilton Head.
Mike, do you know of Hilton Head or where Hilton Head is?
Oh, I've been there many of times.
Oh, we're Hilton Head brothers.
Really?
Here, pound me.
Yeah, you gotta pound them up here.
Pound me.
All right, so my dad's got like some, I don't even know what you call it, a vacation club thing. He spent probably my inheritance on it. All right.
It sounds like it's some sort of timeshare.
I don't know if it's a timeshare. I don't know what it is.
I think Wacky Jackie's parents have the same thing, where like they can stay at these different.
They just went to Hawaii. My parents are retired.
Yeah, instead of having like a beach house, you can have like a club where you can travel the world and stay at these different resorts.
But it's not like a certain. They can just go whenever they want. It's called like Marriott Vacation Club.
Yeah, you can't. It's not like 2 weeks in May. You can stay here or.
But here's the bad beat. I have 100 brothers and sisters. Uh-huh. They've all gone on all these big silly trips. They go to Hawaii. They go to Vegas. They do all these fun things. I'm the black sheep of the family. Yeah. So I've been on zero vacations.
All right.
So I think your dad
just doesn't like you.
No, he likes me, but he doesn't like to party with me.
Drab is a party pooper.
I'm not a party, but I'm always a good time. But I probably don't drink as much as the other Cahills. But so he sent me an email. I think he's feeling bad. He literally just got back from Hawaii.
Yeah.
So he goes, he sent me this email saying, "What do you know about Hilton Head?"
Okay.
And he goes, "Should we vacation there?" And honestly, I know nothing about Hilton Head other than
I rave about it.
You rave about it, and I've heard the junkies mention it a few times, but I don't even know if that's where the Ocean Course is or if that's in Kiowa.
Ocean Course is in Kiowa.
All right, what's so great about Hilton Head?
All right, well, Hilton Head used to be a secluded beach town place.
Right.
Then it just got so built up. But Hilton Head is butt relaxing. You have white sand beaches. All right,
I like that. Nice beaches.
It's bougie. It has great seafood, great restaurants, great eats.
So is Kiowa the one that's super exclusive Kiowa, where nobody goes on?
I would say Kiowa is even more exclusive than Hilton Head.
It's smaller.
It's smaller. There's a higher echelon of people who stay on Kiowa. That's just my perception. I've been to Kiowa for the PGA Championship. I never stayed on Kiowa.
Okay,
but going around there, it doesn't look like there's that many hotels. It's more of mansions that you have to rent.
Are there roller coasters at Hilton Head?
Like are you that? High?
I don't know.
No, it's not. It's not a Williamsburg.
I don't know.
Not King's Dominion.
I don't know.
I'm
thinking of the Jolly Roger at Ocean City.
There's no secrets.
Shout out Ocean City. Is it a party place or is it more of like a family relaxing?
It's more of a family relaxation golf destination.
All right,
To be honest, there's no street lights.
That sounds scary.
Well, like when you're driving around, there's no street lights that are on the walkways.
But which one of the junkies goes to Hilton Head? Or none of them? Are they all
Jason has been to Hilton Head.
But he's a Kiowa guy?
No, Cakes is the Kiowa guy. Jason goes to Bald Head Island.
Where's Bald Head?
That's in North Carolina.
All right.
Carolina.
I've never even been to the Outer Banks.
Oh, my God. Even with Dukes, the 10 million times
no,
he goes?
I denied him every time. It's one of my proudest achievements. And I love Dukes, but I don't want to go to a beach house with him and the boys for a week.
But tennis is huge down on Hilton Head.
All right.
Tennis is big down there. A billion camps and courts and everything. You can definitely find a game. Plus, we have a listener down there who lives in the biggest house I've ever seen. He will invite you to Wexford Country Club, which is the bougiest club I've ever been around.
And what are we going to do at Wexford?
He'll take you out on his boat.
Oh, love it. Sounds nice. Hopefully he's a Bit Season listener.
He is.
He's a busy. Mike, what have you gone to Hilton Head for?
So my friend's parents have a timeshare at a Marriott. So we've been like three or four times, and we'll be going back in the middle of July this year, and I'm psyched.
Sounds like the same thing.
Yeah, great restaurants, yeah. Good vibes, great beaches, like Valdez said. I mean, it really just doesn't miss.
You're going to be butt-sized to ride your bike all over Caligny Plaza, Caligny Circle, whatever it's called.
Is that where I can get, like, airbrush t-shirts and... Oh.
You're confusing. Ocean City with Hilton Head.
I don't want to be bored. Am I going to be bored just rolling around on, like, a bike coaster
all the whole time?
Some tall grass.
All right, I will say... There's a lot of bike stuff that you.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, I don't know. You're not the beach guy. Like, you can't go out to the beach at 10 a.m. and leave at 5 p.m.
No. I'm 45 minutes tops at the beach.
Well, then I don't know if Hilton Head's right for you. If you can only withstand 45 minutes on the beach,
well, I'm just not going to sit there and soak up the sun all day or tan.
That's the best part of going to the beach.
Yeah, I disagree. The best part of the beach is body surfing, getting knocked around by the waves until you get a concussion, and then you stumble back to the house. That's my favorite part of the beach.
Well, the waves aren't that big in Hilton Head.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, there's plenty of stuff to do, I'm sure.
I wouldn't have guessed that. I would have guessed you're the type to just like relax at the beach, get all boozed up a little bit.
No. I don't like to take my shirt off.
Yeah, Drab doesn't like
it. I take my shirt off and run right into the water.
And then also Drab's concerned about sunburn on his head.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the over-under on sunscreen bottles?
I disrespect sunscreen.
The world's largest carcinogen.
Cakes.
You're going to disrespect that?
I always ask Cakes, what's the world's second largest carcinogen, Cakes? You always say this. He can never give me an answer. Anyways, I'm intrigued. I don't know why that just came up, but I'm intrigued.
Hold on. So did you tell your dad anything about it, or did you say
no? We haven't talked about it. I haven't even responded to the email yet.
Would you be interested in golf down there?
Nah, he doesn't golf. But they're big tennis players. They play tennis all the time.
Are you interested in gators? Lots of gators.
Love gators. Can you go on a swamp tour?
I know you can go like.
Oh, they're just. You mean they're like they're crawling out of the pond while you're golfing.
Yeah, my parents when they go down there, they stay on Shipyard Plantation. It's also another. That's also another cool thing about it.
What, all the plantations?
No, the history.
Oh, yeah. That's an interesting way to put it.
Yeah.
All right.
But when they stay on Shipyard Plantation, all of the gators just crawl out of the ponds, and you ride your bike. Then all of a sudden, you just see a gator walking around. Kind of cool.
You got to watch your six, though. I mean, they'll jump up on you out of nowhere.
How many people are people are getting eaten alive by gators in Hilton Head?
I don't know if they're getting eaten alive.
You just got to be careful.
You just got to be careful. You don't want to be bitten.
All right. Well, you know where that doesn't happen? Loudoun County. Staying in your house.
Also, if you bring your dog, you don't want your dog to be attacked by a gator.
That's true.
You don't want Oakley to be in the gator lunch.
He could be. It'd be a nice fatty lunch for a gator.
Here, let me show you. Let me show you a picture of this dinner that I had with my parents.
Was this at Spain in Ocean City?
No, that's Ocean City. Why do you mock my vacation?
He's pressed on Ocean City.
Valdez thinks that he's the king of every beach vacation.
I'm the king of two places.
Pick a beach, Ocean City, and
Hilton Head.
Pick a beach, please.
Those are my only two spots I go to ever.
You know where I went for the first time back in August was Secrets in Ocean City with some of my friends.
What'd you think of Secrets?
I loved every second of it. Buried me there.
He would love Secrets.
You know Valdez loves to piss in the bay.
That's untrue.
He always talks about how he has a couple drinks and him and Mike Bray like to go over and take a whiz together.
Hey, look at that. Tell me that's not the most southern picture in the world of my parents out to dinner.
You know what I like about the South? You know what my favorite thing about the South is? The droopy trees.
Yeah, the Spanish moss.
Haven't I talked?
Yeah, the big droopy trees.
Hey, oh, that is Bob Myers. I've never seen a picture of your mom.
You haven't?
No. I mean, I guess I've probably met her before, but never really thought about it. That does look nice and relaxing.
Doesn't it?
Can I tell you how awesome summer is?
You said that is Bob Myers.
Masters week is always the kickoff. I get psyched for the Masters week because it's always the time of year where I say to myself, put the coats away. I'm so over winter this year. I've been so tired of getting blown around in the blustery winds. I get psyched for Masters, not because of the golf, but because of the blooming flowers.
Yeah.
I get psyched for spring.
You get psyched for blooming flowers.
But the problem with spring is summer's right around the corner, and that's when you got to wear. That's when your man boobs pop through your t-shirts.
Really stuck on the man boob.
Well, it's a crippling disease.
That's why you don't like beach towns.
That's part of it.
So your perfect vacation. So out of all the places that your dad can go to, which is the one that you would sign up for in a heartbeat? Like if you say,
I didn't get the invite to Hawaii.
Would you want to go? Would you even want to go to Hawaii?
Of course. Who doesn't?
But you can't. You can't lay on the beach.
Oh no, we can go to the Caribbean. No, I'm just not going to waste my day on the beach. So I'd rather play shuffleboard or something like that. Okay, like screwing around.
Okay.
When I went to Jamaica for my honeymoon, mm-hmm. I probably spent 10 minutes on the beach.
You're kidding.
I know. But I was doing things like snorkeling,
cleaning.
No, a little bit of that. But climbing the waterfalls, cliff diving, you know, athletic stuff. Valdez likes to just be a big turd on sand for a week.
Hey, you know what you would love to do?
What's that?
Mike, couldn't you see him doing this? This is drab. He goes to the beach and he sets up camp. Near the water with his family. He gets a nice tent, nice umbrella. Then Drab throws on the headphones and the metal detector and starts looking for gold. Tell me that's not Drab.
Looking for some treasure, man.
Hey, you know what? That is the ultimate shot.
That intrigues you.
Finding some gold under the sand.
He's looking for his ticket out.
That's all Drab looks for in life is the easy way out.
Yeah, the one outer.
Yeah, the one outer. And Drab likes headphones.
I do like headphones. Headphones. It's a good observation. Yeah. I like headphones.
You can do this while wearing a shirt.
Yeah.
All right. And I think you would enjoy it.
All right. Well,
would you give it a try?
Definitely. I'm not going to go buy one myself, but if someone says, hey, you want to go screw around with the metal detectors for 45 minutes? I'll be like, yeah, let's go.
Can you rent those? That might be a great...
I'm sure you can.
That might be a great business.
I'm sure you can.
Right next to the lifeguard umbrella stand.
What do you always call those? What's this, the photo thing that you and the guys always giggle about?
The scopes?
Scopes, yeah.
They fleece on those.
What is Scopes exclusive to Ocean City and Dewey and all that?
I think it is.
And what is it again? It's just like
all right. So
stupid.
All right. So yeah.
Some dude
or some chick without a shirt or in ripped. A bikini top, usually tan and ripped. I've never seen a fat Scopes person ever.
No.
No. And they have these Umbro shorts that say Scope on the ass.
Okay.
They're Scopes on the butt. And they have a fanny pack, and you're walking around, and the scopes themselves are jiggling on the person's hip, and they go up to you, and they go, scopes, 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 like that.
And I
you guys want some scopes today?
And I say, what are scopes?
All right. We say, oh, there are these things that you look through and you see a picture of yourself. So what they usually do is they target people that have got a bunch of empty white claws next to them.
Yeah.
All right. And they have them pose in some funny photos. Maybe they'll do some sort of pyramid.
All right? Okay.
And they take a picture of you with the scope. All right. And then they say, all right, you want to buy your picture? It's on 46th Street. Just go by and pay for it. And you'll get your scope. And then
you have a little trinket year round. You can recall your summer memories by looking into the scope.
That's what you do.
Okay.
You can hear it from a mile away, though. Like Bobby said.
You hear those things jingling a mile away.
What are they made out of?
Plastic.
Okay.
It's like a plastic cone almost.
Yeah, yeah, huh. How big is it?
Oh, about that big.
Okay, a little tiny.
Couple inches.
Yeah. Scopes.
It's like door-to-door sales.
Yeah, it's like a prism. It's like
a prism that you look through and you see the nubbiest picture of the world.
All right.
Yeah, but it's a tradition.
I'll keep you guys updated if I go to Hilton Head this summer.
Please do. I have a list of recommendations.
I thought we had an interesting week on the junkies so far. JP is out. But usually when JP is out, that's when we really get into non-sports stuff. But I feel like there hasn't been a ton of non-sports discussion this week outside of maybe the EP. I don't know if it's just the Commanders ownership thing is just a cloud hanging over us where we feel like we always got to do it. But there has been a lot of sports, and the Masters also.
Yeah, I was going to say, whenever it's Masters Week, it's like the guys, I don't know, not punt, but...
No, they kind of punt. They kind of punt because...
There was a punt segment today.
Which one?
Or you read the leaderboard.
Yeah, that's, I can't wait for tomorrow's show, the live leaderboard. All right, then let's start off with the most interesting discussion of the day.
Okay.
And Mike, I don't know if you heard this on the way in today, but Valdez should be fired. Valdez should be fired for terrible radio instincts. Valdez thinks that we're doing a radio show in 1997 still. And I don't, and I want him to sell me again, because maybe I wasn't understanding the bit that him and EB want to pick out panties for a female coworker.
All right,
let's see how that would go over.
All right, I understand that in today's climate, with all of the things that you have to do for Odyssey compliance. That's what I'm thinking about. All of the compliance training that you have to do. How it could be a problem. I understand.
How did it even come up? Because EB said
he was saying how he doesn't.
Why does he go to Victoria's Secret?
So he was saying that he wouldn't endorse Victoria's Secret because he doesn't use any of the products.
Oh, yeah.
But he says, I think you told him, well, you still shop there, don't you? And then he said, yes. He likes
it. Why did Cakes think that was so weird for him? He goes, all the creepy guys in there. There's not creepy guys. We've all been to Victoria's Secrets when you're dating someone or for your wife or whatever.
It's not creepy. You actually go in there and try to get out as quickly as possible.
Yes. I'm not in there rubbing silky panties on my okay? In the back room. Like, Cakes thinks is what's going on. Yeah,
Cakes thinks it's like. When you walk into Victoria's Secret, it's like when you walk into the back room of a video outlet.
Right.
And it's all the shady porn.
No, you're so embarrassed.
It's not like that.
Yeah.
You just want to get in there and get out.
Being in Victoria's Secret is like being in a Tootsie's. Just like with all the lighting and everything, it's just something else.
Tootsie's?
Tootsie's, like, you know, strip club. Like a premier, it's one of the premier strip clubs in, you know, Miami area, 305.
I've heard of
Vegas.
Tootsie's. No. I feel way more comfortable in a strip club than I do in Victoria's Secret. But I am the king of acting cool. I'm the king of, like, it's no big deal, and I'm just there.
Yeah, you're used to it.
I'm just there browsing.
You've been there.
Yeah.
Checking out the selection.
Hey, does anyone come up to you and say, "Are you looking for anything special today?" What? Why are you laughing?
You're doing like a Clark Griswold bit. Tis the season to be merry. Yeah. That's my name. No shit.
Died tragically. Look, Rusty, no panty line.
Can't see the line, can you, Russ?
Nope.
Russ?
All right. Calm down. So when you go in there,
uh-huh.
You walk in. You obviously, you know what you do.
Well, I do.
No. When you go into Victoria's Secret, I feel like you need to have a bag that's already on you. Like, you've already went to.
Yes, that's a great call.
Eagle. You already went to American Eagle Hollister.
This is just a quick pop in on your way out.
Yes. Yeah, maybe.
That's a great call. Because otherwise, you're a panty pervert. Yeah, and they're just looking to steal panties.
Yeah. You got to go buy something from Abercrombie.
Uh huh.
All right. Maybe.
That's a great call, Valdez. I will remember that next time I'm in there. I got to have other bags with me.
You know what? And actually, you might need two bags.
The more the better.
All right. I would actually even hold bags from the mall and then just take them empty. So it's not like
I love it.
So you don't have to spend even more money. But you got to take two bags in there. Mm-hmm. So they don't think you're a panty sniffer. All right. And then you go in. Do you seek help?
No, never.
Why never? Because that's perverted?
No. The sexual tension is off the charts. If you're talking to another woman about lingerie or something. For your wife, it's too much. I've fallen into the help trap before.
You have?
Yeah. Well, I just remember being so uncomfortable when it happened.
What'd she look like?
They're not as hot as you think. They're never as hot as you want them to be. Like they're angels walking around in there.
Hey, did you say, hey, can you point me to the thong section?
All right, well, I actually wanted to ask you, why is EB buying just, like, gross fullback cotton underwear for his wife. Like, that's not hot at all.
All right, well, number one, if you're going to go buy Victoria's Secret for your wife for Christmas,
go all the way.
Yeah, why are you buying the 5 for $25?
No, I don't know.
And then calling them stocking stuffers. Yeah. By calling panty stocking stuffers, it's the creepiest thing in the world.
You know, Eric is too afraid to admit that he's buying negligee. I don't think Eric's in there buying the cotton panties.
So he doesn't want to be that weirdo dude who's buying a bustier for his wife.
How many times did he say cotton today? Like 7 times. Yeah. He wanted very clear that he was only buying.
That's a great call.
I think EB is in there because Eric's a sexual man.
Yeah,
he always brags about his conquest with his wife.
Why would you not want to do that? You know, something titillating.
Yes.
You know, that. For your wife to open, not in front of your kids on Christmas.
He does. I'm telling you. I know Eric. He does. He's buying the garter strap.
Yes. Assless chaps.
You know, I don't think they sell those. Okay. But he's buying the rolled up stockings with the garter belt that clips on and the G-string.
That has the bow right above the
Yes. All right. Sounds like he might be going to Spencer's. No, not Spencer's. You know what the real slutty one is? Is Frederick's of Hollywood. Do they still have those?
I've never heard of that.
You've never heard of Frederick's?
No.
What's her name? Megan Fox endorsed them for a while.
Whoa. That's the place I want to go to.
No. It's like the penthouse of lingerie. I think they used to be in malls, but I think they phased them out. It was too crass.
Well, you know Spencer's is like that now.
Spencer's sells lingerie?
Spencer sells sex.
Spencer's I thought they just sold anything sex related.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, I thought Spencer's was just a gift shop where you buy like.
Oh, no, not anymore. It used to be.
You buy greeting cards that say like old ladies with like saggy jugs.
No, they leveled up.
No, yeah. I think Mike's right about this. They've leveled up. It used to be the place where you go get your Ozzy Osbourne and Slipknot t-shirts.
Yeah.
But now that they're just.
No, that was Hot Topic. Or did Spencer's do that?
Spencer's
too?
Did that too, right? And then they would have like what are the slinkies?
You know the goofy stuff.
Yeah, you touch the electric thing and the bolt goes to your finger.
Yeah, I guess for that.
No, but now it's plugs, and I'm not talking about something that
really
gets you tickets.
You know what? I might go to Spencer's because I haven't
rings.
I haven't been in at least 15 years.
Rings.
Oh, rings.
Rings, like.
Are there cages in there? What about cages?
Gimp mask.
Okay.
Now, they saw a gap in the market, and they decided to take advantage.
Yeah.
Well, they probably realized that the majority of their sales...
Yeah. If you want to ball gag your chick, you go to Spencer's.
You know what? I will go there just... yeah. I'm just going to go there to peruse to see.
All right.
I told you, I'm not... I will go to those stores, but I'm never going to buy anything.
They got dildos as big as this thing.
Yeah, I can never do that. If I'm going to buy something like that, it's going to come from Amazon. Discreet. Okay. Not that I have anything like that. There's none of that in my
house. Drive's got a ton of tips, doesn't he? All right, well, but why am I getting fired?
Okay. Yeah, you're right. We're losing.
Yeah, we're losing track.
But... I just don't. Because why do I have to be the bad cop on the show?
I did put you in the
because
a bad
you
situation.
Made me seem like the fuddy duddy. I
made Drab be the fun police.
Yeah, the guy that's I'm the guy going to the beer snake and knocking it over and saying you guys aren't allowed to have any fun around here because Valdez was getting EB all excited about telling him
Pick his button or push his button.
This is what he wanted to do. And if you didn't hear today's show, or maybe Mike didn't hear it. So what Valdez wanted to do was have each one of us on the show go to Victoria's Secret and pick out the sexiest panty we could find and bring it in here and then bring Karina in, the morning show host from 94.7 The Drive, and have her select her favorite sexiest panty that she would wear. Okay. Out of the 7 or 6 that are here.
Did you get something if she picked yours?
No, you just get the glory of coming in first.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we can't even barely do anything on NBC.
We had to check with NBC if I could be shirtless in a sauna.
Right. Okay, NBC is over the
top strict.
Is over the immature sophomore
yeah.
junkies, okay? They have new ownership, they like the sports stuff, and anything else that's not really sports or bits, we got to run through them. And I can just imagine, I want to see Valdez's presentation to Zach Leontis about the panty bit.
He's got a PowerPoint to go with it.
Yeah. Okay. I think I'd win, that's why. But Karina judged the cologne contest.
Okay, that's different.
How is it any different? Each one has a sexual undertone.
I don't even remember. The producers are not involved in the cologne contest.
Yes, because I won. I used Abercrombie & Fitch's Fierce. And I've been hyping it up for years. I don't even remember
what I brought in. I don't have no idea.
I know you brought something in.
I may have brought in. I have one.
Yeah, the Irish Spring.
No, I have some Dolce & Gabbana that Oscar Santana gave me like 10 years ago that I'll spritz on myself every once in a while. But it's so old. It's so old that maybe the scent is back in.
No. That's why I use the Abercrombie & Fitch Fierce now is because I got it when I was 16. All right. It still smells silly, and now it's back in. But she judged that contest.
Okay.
And both like I said, have a sexual undertone about them. Wouldn't you agree, Mike?
One has way more than the other.
Yeah, I know that one has more than the other, but she's not trying it on.
Okay, I know that was your next. Right. That way you would have said that next.
No, I'm not that stupid.
Okay.
All right. But do you not think it would be funny and entertaining and good radio?
Yes.
All in all.
Yes.
Okay. So why can't we do good radio? We have to sacrifice good radio because someone
let's
put their panties in the wash.
Okay, let's noodle it. All right, say NBC doesn't run the segment. Okay,
all right, yeah, we'll just say you know what, go run a Wes Unseld interview.
So they're gonna rerun Wes. All right, let's noodle it. Let's take Karina out because we can't involve Karina, a station employee, with all these things that we take now about sexual harassment.
Okay,
all right,
Female volunteer listener.
What about a baddie at the bullpen? They're always lurking around there.
Yeah, but
game day.
But we don't know.
No. It's better if you know the person because I'd be uncomfortable with someone that I don't have any kind of working relationship with.
Why don't we bring in Dina?
Yes.
Okay.
I don't mind that.
All right, Dina. This is how we sell it. Dina, Eric is always saying that he buys you cotton panties for Christmas. We want to spice it up a bit, and we want you to pick out your favorite panty out of the bunch so we can show Eric what you're more interested in, what kind of panty you're interested in. Okay? Okay. We all brought in our different kinds, all right?
Okay.
And then she picks her favorite. Okay. I'm uncomfortable even saying this.
No, I think you just have to find a female P1.
Okay.
Because I don't think Eric would feel comfortable if Dino was picking out panties on it.
Of course he would. No. But then you wouldn't get a kick out of it?
I'd get a kick out
of
it.
What about Teresa?
I mean, there's 0% chance that would happen. But I think that would be hysterical.
Would Amy Allville do it?
Amy would do it.
I think Amy Allville would do it. I think she would do it.
That's actually a great call. Amy would be her all right. So they're running Wes Unseld.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Hey, we got a surprise special guest. The guys don't know.
Right. Mystery guest.
We play Led Zeppelin. Boom, boom, boom. Our Howard Stern song, and she walks in, and then Kate's jaw drops to the console, and Eric goes, "Amy!" All right.
And Amy Allville's here to select her favorite panty.
Yeah, she has her squeaky school girl voice.
And Amy has promised to wear this tonight in romance with Cakes. Okay? Cakes will give us a full review tomorrow. Okay. I'm not trying to be inappropriate here. No. This is a funny visual.
So... We have them laid out on the console.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And she picks them up.
She inspects each one.
She inspects each one. And we keep the tag on so that we can send them. So we can return them.
All right. I love it.
And we describe them on radio. Uh-huh.
Using our panty voice.
Our panty voice.
Okay.
And then JP adds them to the junkie story on Junk's Radio.
Van Meter poll of the day.
Yeah, the Van Meter poll of the day. Whose panties are best?
I love it.
And she rates the panties. by sexiness and wearability.
So if this contest was to come to fruition, like, what would be your guys' angle at Victoria's Secret? Like, would you buy black, white, go with a color, that's maybe
a great,
red?
That's a great question.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. You gotta appeal to Amy, what you think she'd be interested in.
Check out her Instagram and see, like, what color she wears most.
No, this is what I would do. And this is because I know Amy.
Mm-hmm.
If I was just getting, like, the sexiest panty possible, mm-hmm. I would get something lace with, like, a bow in the front.
This is creeping me out.
Why? No, it's not.
Because you just dropped into your panty voice, okay?
I would get something lace, something with a sensual bow in the mm-hmm. front, all right? And thong.
All right.
Maybe like a light blue lavender, maybe.
Mm.
But if I knew Amy was the judge, I would obviously play to what Amy likes. I would find some sort of cute cotton boy shorts with doggies on them. Okay. Because she loves dogs.
You think Victoria's Secret is making panties with dogs on them?
I don't know.
Might be an online purchase only.
Maybe it has a bone on the front.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay.
You know what? Drab's amazed with how creepy I am right now.
Yeah, yeah. No, he always comes through.
What do you mean?
I knew we could noodle this out together. All right. And then the winner gets, it's $10 each.
All right. $10.
The winner gets $60. And crowned as the
panty king.
The panty king.
Prince of panties.
Yeah, panty prince.
Panty prince.
I love it. JP loves his alliteration. Yeah, okay, the panty king sounds better though. Hey, you know what the winner gets?
What?
The winner gets Amy to ball him up and shove him in your mouth.
No, we're going to do that to cakes.
Yeah. All right, the final surprise, Amy, ball it up and suffocate her. Cakes might choke.
I'll be right back. Hey, what percentage of shows does panties come up on this season? It's got to be 20%.
We lead the league in panties.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. I don't even know what we've talked about this show. Yeah. I guess Hilton Head and panties.
Yeah,
not really
Hilton
what,
Head and panties.
What we had in mind.
Two of my favorite.
Off to
two
a
my
strong start.
Things.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. You guys are listening to Bit Season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Welcome back to Bit Season episode 79. Before we continue on with Bit Season, we want to tell you that today's show is brought to you by Don't Sleep Energy Drink. Don't Sleep supports Bit Season. It's our weekly wrap-up show that gives you a inside listen to the junkies in the world of radio. But get some Don't Sleep Energy Drink today at don'tsleepenergy.com and use the promo code BITTIES. That's BITTIES, Bitties, for 10% off every order. Follow and like on all social media at Don't Sleep Energy. Drab has his sugar-free right now. I just finished mine. We got to get some for Mike over there. Or does he have?
I'm sipping on a Yoff right now. A little coffee.
Well, we prefer Don't Sleep because it has so much caffeine and B group vitamins and taurine. Yes,
we love that. Just reminded me of JP story from today from the caller.
The caller about him.
Yeah,
his.
You know what? I had totally forgotten about that. We love Don't Sleep. You guys check out Don't Sleep. 10% off. Use the code BITTIES. That was a great caller today for Open Line Thursday when he called in and said that he was joning on the junkies about the endorsement
things. Yeah, the endorsements.
I had totally forgotten about that read that JP did. And maybe it was a spec spot.
I swear. I know that you...
But here's what I do know. I found out about it. Like, we didn't cut that out. Or we sent it to management and management heard it, or something happened where it was above us, where they heard JP say, "I don't drink coffee, but you guys should check out the coffee."
No, Dunkin' Donuts. I swear it was Starbucks, and it was at Fair. It was in Fairfax.
It was like
2009.
No, this happened like a couple of years ago. He was sitting in that seat.
I swear to God, this happened. In Fairfax.
No, it was definitely Dunkin' Donuts because this was within the. I remember, and I wasn't on the show in 2009. I remember this being a problem.
No, I think he's done this twice.
No.
I think he did this in Fairfax.
Maybe he did.
With Starbucks.
I don't remember Starbucks advertising on the junk.
No, this was a long time ago.
I get it. Yeah, 2009, a long time ago. That's such a JP thing to do.
We remember JP also, according to the junks, ruined their Under Armour deal.
How did he ruin it? I forget that.
You forget that?
Yeah, how did he ruin their
Under Armour? This is when Under Armour first started. Kevin Plank was basically hand-sewing all of this gear in his
selling
basement.
It out of his trunk.
Yeah, selling it out of his trunk like it's his hip-hop demo.
Yeah.
All right. Gave some to the junks. And gave him like underwear and some t-shirts, like the first ever moisture wicking thing. Uh-huh. And then the next day, JP went on air and says, "Yeah, it's okay. I don't see what's so great about it."
Are you kidding me?
No.
I don't know if I ever knew that story.
You've never heard that before?
I don't recall hearing that.
You know what? Tomorrow morning when EB strolls in here with one foot out the door heading to Marist, ask him about the JP Under Armour thing.
Do you realize that you guys could be...
He undersold Under Armour after Kevin Plank... Do you remember? There was a player from Maryland. Was the model for it. He was their linebacker. This was when it first started out.
Yes.
He was the guy that would do, "We must protect this house."
Yeah. He was from Maryland?
Yeah, he was a Maryland linebacker.
There was a linebacker from Arizona State who was his name was Bates, and he definitely was an Under Armour model.
But he was the Under Armour model. Kevin Plank was trying to get it to be Maryland's workout gear and stuff, and it was just starting out. It was in its infancy. Like, it wasn't like the demo stuff, but it was ground floor Under Armour.
Yes.
And gave the guys shirts and underwear. Remember, Eric always talks about how he still has his Under Armour underwear.
Okay.
Right?
This is high quality stuff.
Yeah, high quality. He says, I ripped a thousand farts into that thing.
Right? Yeah, all that's what's ringing a bell. I just don't remember the JP part.
Yeah, JP on air the next day, just no sold the gear.
What?
And then they never heard from them since.
What would could you imagine if they did it properly, like they do a lot of the stuff that they get, and Kevin Plank was like, man, I love those guys.
You know, this is a good vehicle.
This is a great vehicle. These are my guys.
Yeah. And he got in ground floor.
Got in ground floor with Under Armour, and you'd be on their board right now.
Yeah. And Kevin Plank, you're the OG advertisers of it. You know
what? A dog.
The junks always complain about not getting any masters, like where's our masters party this year, which is so annoying. But if they were on the ground floor Under Armour, they would have 4 days of like apparel for them to wear, like what Peter Millar does, the Barstool.
Of course, yeah. They have
their Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday stuff laid out.
How annoyed on a scale of 1 to 10 were you annoyed at EB when he said, "Where are we getting sandwiches tomorrow?"
I was so freaking annoyed.
I could tell.
You could tell?
Yeah, because Eric. In all, be honest, all of them have disrespected our creative master's ideas.
We've tried so many different things.
All
right, so you've ordered pimento cheese sandwiches.
Yeah. I had a friend who owned a sandwich shop in Olney make pimento cheese sandwiches 1 year. Okay?
So yeah, so we had masters catered basically with all of the fare that.
Do you remember that 1 year I went to the Alexandria pastry shop and I paid out of my own pocket cookies for golf cookies, masters cookies.
Yes, I remember masters cookies.
It was like $50 in cookies for like 12 cookies or something stupid like that.
Do you remember we dressed up as player cat?
Yes, that was my favorite one.
Yes. Drab wore a painter's uniform.
Yeah. Yes,
and he was my master's caddy.
That was a great bit.
I took everything I could out of Bellhaven's pro shop and I decorated the studio.
Yes.
We had turf in here ball cleaners. Yeah. And just a bunch of tchotchkes to put everybody in the master's mood.
I thought we did something like a year or two ago. Because that stuff was that was probably like 5 years ago. I thought we did something more recent than that, but
maybe.
We've done
so much crap for the masters that just all of a sudden it's a pain in their butt. I don't understand that. It's a pain in their butt that we try to.
I do like the idea of a champion's dinner. Now, Mike, like so we have a sport. We're betting on the masters. We have a pool on the junkies. We do it for every major on the junkies. Actually, I think you were involved in one last year, weren't you?
No,
you
I don't think so.
I thought you were like during the PGA or the Open. When one of those summer vacations that you're in. So, anyways, the idea is if you win the Masters pool this week, next year you will get the champions dinner and you will have we will have a catered dinner at 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Of your choice.
Whew.
Now, look, I'm not going to pay for it, but hopefully some restaurant comes in and makes it, or Tailgate Ted whips something up. But that's kind of the idea of something. We always talked about what your...
Yeah.
Oh, that's what we did 1 year. We did the champion's dinner. What would your dinner be?
Oh, yeah. And then I brought in actual food.
Yes. What did you bring in?
I brought food from... what's the crab? Why am I spacing on the... Capital Crab.
Oh, yeah. Last year we had... That was last year.
Yeah, yeah. Last year we had Capital Crab.
Yeah, that's right.
What's some of the other dinners or like, you know, restaurants that you guys have gotten food from this Masters pool? Like the winner, like what
they choose? That's probably it. All I remember is JP had the most JP sentimental dinner, and it was just like awkward.
He had a fusion of because his, a Puerto Rican and Italian food.
He was thinking of his parents or something. It was just, he killed the bit with the sadness.
We're trying to have fun, and he had a fusion that was a tribute to heritage.
Yeah, because his mom had recently passed. And he ruined the bit. just trying to do a wacky bit.
No, but I was angry at Eric because
they're
never into it. And then all of a sudden at the 11th hour, they want something.
Yeah.
And also, it kind of upsets me that Eric just expects us to have surprises for them. You know what I mean?
Should they expect us to have surprises for them? Should we?
It's
just
our own fault.
Yeah, but that just isn't worth our time. We only there's no payoff for that for the listeners. Like, our time should be spent on a payoff for the listener, doing the show for the listeners.
The only payoff is that they're happy,
but they're not even. They don't even like it. So yeah, we should definitely scratch it. But I do have, speaking of sports betting, I do have a monster bet. If you guys didn't hear it this morning, I have a $1,000 bet on Phil Mickelson to miss the cut, courtesy of my benefactor. Uh-huh. Now, Valdez, I'm putting it all on him because Valdez sent me over last night all his plays. There's probably 10 of them at least.
Yeah.
I put almost every single one of those in there.
Yeah.
If I felt my account,
it's my fault.
It's kind of your fault, but I will give you. I will pay you in attention dollars. There will be no percentage, percentage for you if I win.
How many, what's the exchange rate on real dollars to
it's 1-to-1.
Oh, it's 1-to-1.
You'll be getting a lot of ADs if I win $750 on Phil missing the cut. Now, Mike's a big sports betting guy.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know what? Why are you not taking Mike's UFC plays?
I think he loses all the time. I think Mike loses all the time.
I'm not going to lie. I'm on a cold streak. Only quitters lose. And there's only
Mike's
one way
to get
out of
the cold streak. Mike's a big UFC guy. Here's what I like about Mike. Mike got me sized for being a frat guy again. And I hate frat guys. I've never been a frat guy. But
you're a frat guy?
Not even. When I say frat guy, I just mean house parties. Oh, yeah.
Mike doesn't strike me as the guy.
I was in a business frat, if that counts for anything, but I don't think it does.
Oh, that's so lame.
Yeah.
You were in that frat?
Yeah, the business one.
What's it called?
Pi Sigma Epsilon.
The Epsilon, yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah.
But no, were you ever tempted to drink?
Never.
No, I hated the frat guys. But here's the thing. When I look at I see young guys in frats now, I'm always like, those guys are so... not intimidating. I think the reason I didn't do it is because the whole scene was intimidating.
The rush.
The pain for friends, initiation, the secrecy of it. And I just assumed they were all on roids. But yeah. I see frat guys all the time now. They just look like big fat guys, you know? Yeah. No. Bunch of gingers. Yeah. No offense. I don't know. I just always remember at ASU kind of being not intimidated, but like, these just aren't my kind of guys. Right. But I don't know. When I see him now that I'm older,
I get that vibe from Mike. Is that Mike looks like the king of the house party?
Hell yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
now that you
say that, that's
I
why.
Always say, Mike, what are you doing tonight? And on Friday, he'll go, hey, look, the boys are coming over. We're gonna get a box of Twisted Tea, the party pack.
Oh, hell yeah.
Which Mike and I have been looking for. Apparently, it's only in Pittsburgh.
Oh, hold on. What's the party pack?
So it's like 1.3 gallons of Twisted Tea. It's, you know, box wine?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so it's just a box of tweed.
It's box tea?
I don't even know if I like Twisted Tea that much.
But I like the idea of
I
the
like
big
the
box.
Idea of all, me and all the broskies
sharing one big box of Twisted
doesn't
Tea.
Doesn't it bring you back to like the old school days? Because box wine, you can't do that because box wine, like you're so cheap. Right, it's wine's gonna take it, but this is Twisted Tea. We already know what it tastes like.
You know, it also reminds me. Remember when Heineke had the mini kegs?
Yes,
it's kind of like that.
It's kind of like that. I bought those before,
of course.
So that kind of brought me back just to hanging out with the broskies. And Mike and I, we've been on. I guess it's not available regionally. Mike has friends that live in Pittsburgh, and they always bring it down for the house parties.
Yeah, anytime I go to Yenstown, I definitely come back with a twee bag or two.
Yeah, a twee bag. That's what he calls them.
Back to the frat thing, just real fast. The key to success in college for any listeners right now that are like going into college is don't join a frat. Become friends with a bunch of people that are in frats. That way you don't have to pay for any of the alcohol. You don't have to pay for the semesterly fee or whatever. Just be friends with everyone in frats. That's what
so
I did.
So you just got invited to all the house parties.
Yeah, yeah. You just walk right in because you're friends with all them.
Isn't it amazing
you get all the benefits.
That in 2023 the frats are still around?
Yeah,
they were shuttering those things 20 years ago everybody was getting raped and drugged. And I mean, how are they still around?
Cancel culture,
and maybe rightfully so in some of those cases, right? Like, how do they keep? They got to have an amazing lobby. Okay.
The frat lobby.
The big frat.
You know what I think about when you say frat lobby?
Are
those dumb viral videos of those bros in California that says that they're like, we need surfing to continue.
Oh, yeah. They go to city council.
Yeah, they go to city council.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why I imagine the frat lobby like.
But there's no reason that frats should be in this climate able to survive, yet somehow they continue to thrive.
Because think about it. It's all about preferential treatment as soon as you graduate.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
All right. Somebody hooks you up with networking.
It's all about making fun of losers and the have-nots.
You know what I didn't like about frat houses? They were so gross. And look,
gross.
I was gross when I was 19 years old. My roommates used to refer to my bedroom as the rat's nest. Okay? And I had Troy, my Rottweiler. I never vacuumed. It was gross. Oh. But when I think of frat houses, I just think of mold and
sticky floors,
bodily fluids, and just the grossest stuff ever.
Yes. Sheets that haven't been washed.
Right.
That's a college experience, though.
Yeah, I mean,
you don't want to be in like a super nice area. It's like,
why do girls? What do they do?
I don't know.
Why are they?
You want to know? Because they're desperate to get back at their fathers.
Is that why?
Yeah.
But why would a girl ever come in like my bedroom? Yeah. Not because, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
I was
balding, big-lipped person. Why would a girl?
First of all, I wasn't balding in high college. I had a silly, spiky hair.
All right. I remember you sent me a picture a couple months ago of you, like, before a Halloween party. You looked like Slim Shady a bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Why is this Slim Shady poser wearing JNCOs?
I was going to say something. What do you? What's the PC word of that?
I was poser.
Just, I was a poser. Yeah. I mean,
I know what you were going to say.
I was going through a phase. Yeah.
I think everyone has that phase.
Everyone had that phase. Unfortunately, mine was in college. I was just spending my time with the broskies and pretending we were black.
Did you go to frat parties in college?
No, I went to one my very first weekend at Arizona State, and some guy tried to give me a handshake. I botched the of course, because I'm 19 year old at freshman ASU.
Or like a secret handshake, or
like in the parking lot. Like he was guarding the door or something.
Oh.
Right, and he goes, hey, what's up, man? And he gave me like the frat handshake or something like that, right? And I botched it, and he goes, don't worry, we'll work on that. But he said it in like the most douchey like way that I was so turned off that I said, I'll never go back to a frat house again, and I never did. And all my years at ASU, look. The ASU, I loved ASU, but is the king of douchebags. A bazillion douchebags there. Valdez goes to the spring break capital of the Northeast.
Yeah, whatever John Rothstein calls it.
Yeah, I don't know, so I don't really know what I kind of get a vibe for what Marylanders are like. People from ASU are just all the smart kids from California go to California school. So it was just full of dumb California kids. Right? Just broski, just the ultimate broskies.
Think about all of the colleges in California. Many there could be, about 25 good universities.
Yeah.
That person gets a rejection letter from everyone.
But there's like their dad would own a car dealership or something, so they were like super rich and just dumb as a box, box of rocks. And then,
why did you go there?
Because it's a great broadcasting school. Look, I love ASU. Like, I will never say a bad word about it. And I always told myself, if I could go at any school, this was when I was at ASU, I said, I'd go to Arizona State. Like, I loved it. I would never have thought about 1 second of transferring, even to, like, a better school. It is just what school is what you make of it, right?
I would agree with that.
You can have fun anywhere. But I did love it, but it's just so many douchebags.
I saying that, don't you? I feel like Mike would fit in good at Arizona State.
Oh, I wish I could have gone there. I had a couple of friends that went there.
Mike always talks to me about ASU. He fantasizes about it.
Because it sounds like a fantasy land.
It's like Disneyland for college kids.
Seriously. It's Disneyland for dumb kids.
For dumb kids.
No, I let Valdez Jonah on ASU and I go along with him. But it's a state school. It's like any state school. I mean, Maryland a better school than Arizona State? Yes, of course. But is Arizona State on par with, I don't know, Ohio State? Probably.
So, did you just like bar hop on Fridays and Saturdays, or what was your angle?
Drab was a loser.
I wasn't a loser.
I, I was putting my finger in anything that had a pulse. And
I had a different experience than Valdez because Valdez was having sex with girls on the rugby team. Okay, like Valdez dated the biggest girl on the rugby team for like 6 months.
Drab loves saying.
Okay,
I was about quantity. Not quality.
She's a gym buddy too, eh?
I had.
I don't think his girls went to the gym.
No, I had a whole a gambit of partners in college, and I had some A pluses. I had some lower grades.
It all levels out.
I like to talk to girls, like in class, or that's when I would flirt with girls, like in class or. In between, I don't know. That just was kind of more my vibe. When I went on Friday and Saturday nights, those were for the boys. Like, I wasn't – when I would go to – I know it sounds silly.
That's code for loser.
No. But when I would go to the bar, I wasn't interested in going to the bar to talk to girls. I was there to be dumb and get effed up with the boys and just be rowdy. I don't know. And play games and house parties. We went to a zillion house parties, but you're always in your corner doing rap. We were rapping. Freestyle. So many freestyle rap. I've told you that.
I know.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, of course you would talk to girls, but that's not why I was going out on Friday nights or any night.
And plus, you never went out Friday nights because you're poor. That too.
What do you mean?
Like, you don't have that much beer money to go out and spend.
Yeah, well, I mean...
That's why you. So what? All the house parties.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
We just gotta get boozed up before you go out.
I listen to this, Mike. Our apartment. So there were six people in our apartment, and it has a common area. It's huge. And if you're familiar with Maryland's campus, our apartment was probably 200 yards away from the bars. So our place was the pre and post game spot. That was basically my frat. Is that everyone would stop by before and after.
Before they went to Santa Fe?
Yeah, before they go to Cornerstone, all right, bring their booze and just chill there instead of drinking it in their dorm or whatever apartment they're in. So they would come by, since we're so close, they'd get all boozed up, we'd play a couple rounds of beer pong, and then you would go out.
Hey, you know what I thought was disrespectful? I just saw it today, Valdez. There was a list of the best college towns in the Big Ten.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Why is College Park number 10 on the list? How many schools are in the Big Ten? 14?
14. They had Northwestern ahead of them.
I know. I don't know a lot about Maryland, but I know that everyone who ever went there like has a great time. And College Park, that is a college town to me. I mean, it's not super remote, obviously, like some of these other schools. Like, but if you like Champaign,
how is Champaign on there?
It was number 2 on the list. That sounds like a miserable town.
Sounds miserable.
Purdue was number 3 on the list.
Like, how is it not Penn State, Iowa?
I don't know.
Ohio State.
I feel like Ohio State's was that number 1?
No, Ohio State was at the bottom.
Really?
Probably because Columbus is a big town.
Oh, that's
true,
too. It's a city.
It's a city city. Like Minneapolis was at the bottom or wherever. Yeah, I guess Minnesota's in Minneapolis.
Wisconsin should be number 1.
I think Wisconsin was probably number 1.
I've been to Madison. Silly.
Jump around.
Mm-hmm. Been there twice. I went there for a Ohio State night game and for the Paul Bunyan's axe against Minnesota.
That's one of my biggest regrets. Like, not that I could financially afford it, but not going to like a big college where I could,
you know what?
Rep the sports after I graduate and everything.
Wisconsin was number 8.
That's a sham. That's a sham.
Ann Arbor was number 1. This is the worst list I've ever seen.
Yeah, the fix isn't in. Someone paid for that list.
All right, so Mike, where did you go to school?
Radford University.
Oh, you know what? That's a college. Yeah. Hey, speaking of dub schools.
Hey, you can finally punch down on somebody.
Hey, you know what? That's Mike. What was your GPA?
Radford?
Okay, graduating 3.5 out of high school. Terrible. It's the only school I got into. So I got waitlisted at JMU. I applied to 2 schools. I applied to JMU and Radford. And the only reason I applied to JMU is because my mom went there, and I was like, Mom, like, we are absolutely just wasting $40. We're just punting on this $40. Mm-hmm. And I got waitlisted, which was a shock because I thought it would have gotten a quick deny. But yeah, I chose Radford, and then I was gonna transfer because a lot of people do. But then I was like, nah. Like, I just got involved at Radford, different clubs, organizations.
So you stayed there all 4 years.
Yep.
You know what? Good for you. Now look. I always joan on Radford. Is Radford the worst school in Virginia?
In terms of?
Quality education. What about Christopher Newport?
It depends on what you're studying there. Like, they have one of the...
I have a friend that went to Christopher Newport. He's kind of dumb.
Yeah. I don't know. Look, there's VCU. I'm allowed to say all this stuff because I went to a dumb school. I'm not an elitist.
That's true.
Valdez can't punch down. Like, I'm relatively. You probably could have got in Arizona
to punch
State.
Down much.
Yeah. I don't
care. If I had gone to Arizona State, I would have never came back. I'd have just been posted up outside of town for a couple of years.
You know what? He's bringing me back. You know why Mike makes me feel good? He reminds me of when I would come home in the summers to Washington State, and all my friends were jealous that I went to ASU, and they were stuck at Washington State University.
The thing is, you didn't have social media back then, so you could have just lied about how like great your lifestyle was.
My life was great. You know? I wouldn't have to lie.
I didn't mean it like that.
Yeah, Radford. That'd be tough.
Is it true about the STDs there?
What do they say about Radford?
It's not the cleanest.
See?
You know what? Would you
rather... That's what everyone says.
That's any school.
Radford's STD Central.
Really?
Yes. High rate of syphilis.
How do they say that about it? That's, again,
no.
This is what he's doing.
What am I doing?
He's being an elitist. They always say that about dumb schools.
No, that's untrue.
They always say that about ASU, too.
Well, it might be true.
Yeah, okay. The dorm that was called the 13 Floors of Whores.
Tell me more.
I don't know. I remember some study that Manzanita Hall had like the highest rates of STDs in the country or something. They always fake these studies. They're like, scare you.
I loved it, though. I mean, I would have transferred if I didn't. So it was a good time. You guys are bringing me back.
You know what? I bet you the classes weren't that hard either.
It was all online. So like after COVID, which was like beginning of my sophomore year.
Forgetting about that.
Did you graduate? Wasn't COVID like...
So I had a normal freshman year, and then I had a first semester sophomore year, and then spring break in my sophomore year around March is when we went online. Rest of the year was online. All of junior year was online. And then senior year was a little bit of normalcy, but you had to like wear a mask in class and stuff like that. So,
oh my God.
Yeah.
I had a couple of girlfriends that could use that.
What, a mask? Yeah. We met in class. Remote learning.
I haven't seen her. She looks silly on Zoom.
Yeah.
Now, the thing about masks, though, that was like so deceiving is if, like, I'm a sucker for like some good, like beautiful eyes. If a girl had good eyes, you would just think she's so bad. And then she takes on the mask and you're like, oh, jeez.
She got busted teeth.
Hey, Mike, what do you say about this? Drab, during this week, Drab was hyping up women's lips.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, why? We should have been talking about this for an hour. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, Drab was hyping up women's lips, and apparently Eric thinks that it's like on the totem pole of features, it's dead last.
Hell no.
Where would Mike rank lips as a prerequisite in female looks?
Probably like 3 or 4.
Three or four.
Can
it's
I read
solid.
This to you? Can I?
Yeah, out of how many?
I just Googled this. Most attractive features on a woman. All right. Just Googled this to Bob. This is what it says. Facial symmetry. Sorry. It's been a long hour. Facial symmetry has been shown to be considered attractive in women, and men have been found to prefer, number one, full lips, high forehead, broad face, small chin, small nose, short and narrow jaw, high cheekbones, clear skin. All make sense. I felt like I was in crazy town by these guys going, who cares about lips? I don't know.
All right, well, how was it brought up first? It's because Carrie Underwood,
right?
They're talking about her legs and then like how she got lip filler and her face pushed back and then getting like her ears.
Look.
Push back.
When someone has too much Botox, I'm not even talking about Botox, but that's why they're doing it, because they are trying to achieve the fuller lip feature, which
she's getting this elective surgery because she wants bigger lips. So how can you discard bigger lips as a quality feature?
I'm not saying women with thin lips can't be pretty. There's a zillion cases of that. They're just awesome at other features.
Yeah, but
right?
why
Angelina Jolie has the fullest natural lips on the planet.
Uh-huh.
And that's why she, in her prime, she was one of the most desirable women on the planet. So everyone always talked about her lips. My wife has full lips. I get sized for him. That is a great feature that my wife has. It's not just because I have big lips that I like big lips on women. Okay?
So is that why Eric kept doing that?
I know. I don't.
Girls are chasing DSLs, and I'm here for it.
Right. Look, that's
I heard
that's
that,
why
I haven't heard that in so long.
That's where it came from, though.
I right? guess that is true. Right? Hey, no. But what did Eric say? So Eric goes,
it cakes too.
A nice butt. And then
yeah, I know. Yes, of course you want. What do guys like about women? Boobs, butt, and legs. Yes, of course we like all those things. But I'm talking about features on someone's face, right?
Uh-huh.
The first thing I notice are
eyes.
Eyes are up there.
I'd say eyes are a number one seed. Lips would be maybe a 3 or 4 seed. I'm not discounting.
Watch the upset.
Yeah, you gotta have nice, like big wide eyes or whatever they say, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Like a cartoon character.
Yeah, something like that.
And nice teeth. Teeth are important.
Teeth.
Can't have banged up teeth.
Get some Invisalign.
Like chewing on wood all your life.
But I like nice full lips, and I think it's a desire. But Cakes said like 7 times, who cares about lips? Who cares about lips?
Now, does Amy have tiny lips?
I don't know. I don't care. I don't know what these people look like. I mean, I know what they look like, but not off the top of my head. I couldn't describe them. Does Amy? I don't know.
I don't think Dina has full lips. So maybe they're just
being protective of their wives.
Yeah.
Okay, but you went out of never mind. I'm going to get myself in trouble. I'm not trying to.
I just think they wanted to make fun of your lips.
I think so. No, they're just. Eric is just clueless. Eric, a couple months ago, didn't realize that men prefer blonde women. Like, he didn't know that was a thing. That blonde women are naturally, again, smoking hotties everywhere.
Yeah.
But you think about
blonde is naturally desirable in the instinct of men.
Yes, 100%. You think about the Playboy models or any sort of, I don't know. They're blonde. Yes. It's like for Caucasians, obviously. Yes.
Blonde sillies.
Yeah. And he goes, I've never noticed. Never noticed that before.
We've had 15 years of Brett's going, blonde sillies.
I know.
And you've never noticed that?
I don't know, dude.
I feel like blondes are like dating material, but a good brunette is like marriage material, if that checks out.
Hey, you know what? That's what I did. I always dated blonde girls, but when I found my wife, brunette.
Yeah, my track record is blondes. But now that I'm getting older, more
you know
mature.
Why? You know why? Because people think blondes are ditzy, yes, but they also think they're a little bit easy. All right, a little bit easier to sleep with.
Why do you say that? Blondes are loose, more fun.
More fun, party girls.
That is the same. Blondes have more fun.
Yeah, blondes have more fun.
And blondes do it better, I think is what the saying is.
Do they? I don't know.
I believe so.
Maybe
I've
it is.
Seen that on social a time or two.
Yeah.
Mike makes me feel young.
I know. That's why I like having him around. He does. I don't think Mike views us as old guys.
No, definitely not.
Thank God. How would you view us?
Mm.
Transitioning to old guys.
I'd say like.
I think Mike thinks we got swag.
Mid.
I don't have swag.
Mid 30s. Which is what that what you guys are? Yeah, I would say right around.
No wonder you like them.
I'm 40. You guys are hip though to Brad's a lot of
40.
Stuff.
I'm 40.
It wasn't like it's not like I say stuff and it's like totally out of left field. Like you're intrigued by some of my terminology, but like you guys seem hip or you guys are hip.
I'll take it.
Leave it at that. Cheeky. That's your favorite word.
Cheeky.
You still use that word?
I've put it on the shelf for a little bit. It's on.
All right. Well, next time you'll have to update us on your glossary of fun terms, I guess, that you'd like to use with all the broskies. But let's end it there for today. We had a bunch more stuff that we just never get to. We should have talked about EB's bad luck at the theater, too. EB has terrible radio instincts. He said, hey, I know we got the sports page, but give me 60 seconds. I want to tell you guys about my Air movie theater experience. And I go,
60 seconds.
I go 60 seconds, and he goes, yeah, just be real quick. And then it took 15 minutes because it was engaging radio. It was good. Tiger Woods sucks. Oh my God!
I told you he was going to miss the cut.
Yeah, damn it. I'm an idiot.
I told you. I'm the Tiger expert.
AB
is no longer the Tiger expert.
All right. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. Enjoy the Masters, and we will see you back on the Junkies.
And thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Yeah,
thanks for having me on, guys. It was a pleasure.
Later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising.
But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.